Csíksomlyó, the most significant Hungarian pilgrimage site. Csíksomlyó is the pilgrimage site of the Hungarian's Virgin Mary tradition and national conscience. The first written material came from 1335, where Csíksomlyó is mentioned as Somló, as an independent town in Hargita County, on the historic territory of Hungary. A Gothic church preceded the location of today's Baroque Church of Csíksomlyó, which was erected by the Franciscans honoring the Blessed Virgin Mary, Sarlós Boldogasszony, literal meaning Harvesting Virgin Mary, between 1442 and 1448. As a century-old tradition during Pentecost, the Csángós from Moldva united under church flags and with their priest's leadership walked 3 days to reach Somló through the Csík High Mountains. Today, pilgrims march singing and praying the rosary for about 5 or 6 kilometers to the Franciscan church in Somló, where after praying overnight, early morning on Sunday of Pentecost, they march out to the hillside behind the Salvator Chapel to view the sunrise, in which they see the Holy Spirit and other sacred things. As the Csángós say, the Virgin Mary devotion, or its older name, the Babba Mária devotion, literal translation, Baby Mary devotion, is connected to the statue of the sacred woman dressed in sunlight with 12 star halos above her head that can be found in the sacred church of Csíksomlyó. The statue of Mary with the baby Jesus carved from wood, considering its Gothic style, could have been made in the 14th century. In 1520, according to oral history, the cloister of Bako was ruined by the Ottoman troops. The escaping Franciscans, bringing it to Csíksomlyó with 2 Csángó men, took the statue. These 3 men carried it on their back all the way to Somló, where they rested. From this moment, they were unable to move the statue, not even with an oxen-drawn carriage. As a solution, they erected a church above the statue. The story of the unmovable statue repeated itself in 1661 when the Turk hordes ruined and burned the entire Csík region, burning the chapel for the 3rd time, while, miraculously, the statue escaped unharmed. The looters got scared of the life-size unmovable statue, wanted to topple it, but they were unable to move it. One Muslim soldier pierced the statue with his spear, another struck across its face with his whip. The 3rd struck it with his axe. All 3 soldiers' hands were paralyzed. The vandal act did not leave sizable marks on the statue, but they are still visible today. There were also positive things that happened. In 1694, as the Tartar army was enclosing, one of the teaching friars led the students marching out with pots, flappers, and all kinds of homemade devices, creating enormous noise. The enemy, assuming that they were facing a large army, retreated. The Xanthus Chapel, which is located not far from the church, preserved the memory of this event. There are other non-religious anecdotes that are connected to this beautiful Virgin Mary statue. However, the changing of her face from shining to concerned, sad, and crying always foreshadowed some kind of upcoming catastrophe. It should be mentioned that the pilgrimage site of Csíksomlyó manifests the overpowering energy of God for those who come here for Christ and His Father's grace. This is the reason that the so-called Hungarian Way of Mary, which covers 1,400 kilometers horizontally, is acknowledged by the Catholic Church and leads to the church in Csíksomlyó all the way from Mariazár.